The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got, you know what we've got coming for you. An exciting show all about life and super nutrition. So hang on there. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and most grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, an amazing, incredible store with formulations, organic, terrific nutrients put together that you won't find elsewhere, all kinds of protein products too, every kind of choice you could want in the best possible quality, etc. And also, don't ever let's forget the organic
the broth
cafe. And that's, it's the broad spectrum broth. We got to rename it because it's the broth doesn't say it all. You know, sometimes you encapsulate, and it's the broth. Of course, we have the magnificent broth dishes, etc., but also the broad spectrum of whatever your choice, vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, organic across the boards, and in every kind of different wonderful fabulous recipe.
It ain't just water. It isn't just soup.
No.
It isn't just warmed up broth.
No.
It's what is it contained therein.
That's right. It's all those different wonderful things. And, even wraps and salads and whether it's organic meat, wild fish, chicken, vegan dishes, it's just amazing all the choices you've got there and how delicious everything is. And again, we really have to stress, and it never leaves my heart any day that I'm alive on this planet, and that is our gratitude to the local organic farmers right here in Maui. Magnificent organic produce brought in every single day, used throughout all of our dishes. And not only that, the incredible high concentration organic juices that are there only in glass, no plastic, nothing like that. And those juices are available all the time, a broad spectrum again of choices of all of those. And I'm going to give Den the stage right now because, you know, actors get annoyed if they are in the back and not taking stage for some of the time. And Den's an actor. So let's let Dennis take center stage about what. There's never any other kind of water that's used except Vortex.
Yeah, but I'm a has-been actor, but I'm also...
Never has been. You're an actor every day. Come on, get real.
No. Acting is using somebody else's vocabulary.
But it's using your spirit, your soul, etc.
Well, now
you're getting
close.
Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Don't try to tell me about acting. I know about acting.
All right, back on the thing. Here we go.
Back on stage, kid.
Stage. Act one, folks. Here we go. I'm going to talk to you about drip, drip, drip.
You're not a drip, honey. Drip. You're not a drip. I never called you that.
But in accumulation of drips,
what do you
from
get?
The vortex, you're getting such a high-quality water.
And you give me a vortex, too. All right. It gets in me into a spin. Talk about it,
give me a vortex.
A vortex.
Okay. But the filtration, the purification, filtration process of the water that comes out of what was Maui water suddenly turns into Vortex, alive water, alive and well water, if you will, from the Alive and Well health program. Here's the whole pitch. The Vortex chamber in this Vortex machine acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down the molecules, which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells while removing the toxins. This is the meaning of the word hydration.
That's exactly right.
And you really get true hydration when you're using the Vortex water. It's phenomenal.
That's right.
And glass bottles.
Yes, go ahead.
If you have to use plastic, okay. But we have glass bottles for sale. And when you buy a container of glass water, you get a free container free.
That's wonderful. That's okay. Really wonderful.
So it's phenomenal stuff.
Yes, it is. Proven to be energizing, detoxifies, giving structure to the water, cell availability. This has it goes back for a long time and full of energy. It's amazing, right? And no chemicals or toxins. And that's used. Not only can you get your own Vortex water, but that's the only water we use making any foods, mm-hmm. anything. And when you're eating over there in the beautiful Broth Cafe, the water they give you to drink, the water that's used in all the foods, is the Vortex
the
water.
The coffee,
nothing
the tea,
else. That's
whatever
right.
else would be.
Organic, of course, coffee or tea or herb
and
teas, whatever.
Broth.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just, we want to start by saying, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't have people on medications, take them off medications, doctor's area. We strictly like to share information. We're not coming to conclusion. This is information. When we tell you what's in the news, it's the top thing in the news. Okay?
It's already the conclusion.
It's already
a
conclusion. It's not Mona and Dennis's opinion.
Okay, we are reporting it.
We're reporters. Okay. So we're reporting what was in the news right at this time. This is, and I'm not laughing because it's anything funny. It's tragic. But it's important to report this news because then we're more empowered. Well, this came right on television in the news that myocarditis, which is a deadly inflammation of the heart, which causes heart attacks and death, the inflammation of this heart, say all the specialists, is up 2,800%. That's 28 times. So it's beyond conceivable.
2,800 times.
That's right. With COVID vaccine and the boosters of all ages. That's why children getting that. That's
12-year-old
why we hear
that. Kids.
That's right. And even younger. We see this all the time, but it's elderly, non-elderly. It doesn't matter what age. Deadly inflammation of the heart muscle. What could be worse? Okay, 2,800%. So it's important to realize we have. Remember, one of our expressions used to be, and it still is many times, take back your health, you mm-hmm. know? And that was a long time ago, but it became a kind of signature statement because we always believed that people had a right to take back your health. Many times I was told I would die or you would die. Many times you can't cure the asthma. We have to take out your uterus. I'm 22. I chose, and you chose, Dan, and a zillion other people chose to take back our health in a positive manner and not go the other way, okay?
And my uterus has been vastly improved.
Well, my uterus is too. I see my uterus and the improvements walking around. Well, whenever our daughter comes over here, but you know, I hear a voice on the phone and our son and the three granddaughters all grown up. I remember that because of a choice that I made a long
That's
time
right.
ago.
You were told you wouldn't have any kids.
No, they said we have to take out your uterus. I was 22 and a giant tumor that you have here, you'll be dead in 6 months. And nutrition was just starting out. A lot of people have heard me say it, but it lives in my head and my heart all the time. And that is the Dr. Shute, one of the two big brother doctors from Canada, discovered a lot about natural vitamin E. And one of the things is that it enabled liver to detoxify excess estrogens, which caused tumor growth. He had a lot of women that had normalcy recurring. Mm-hmm. I took the natural vitamin E instead of having my uterus taken out and the tumor, and everything was normal within 2 months. No tumor anymore, never had it since. Take the E every day and other great nutrients. Okay.
And Who gave you the bioidentical progesterone?
That was, you know, even years later uh-huh. when we didn't have it available then. But Jeff Donegan, a top nutritionist in Florida that we were working with, made me aware that they said your breasts are like bean bags, solid rocks. You're going to die. We have to amputate your breasts right away or you'll be gone. And, you know, that time Dr. John Lee, a very famous doctor who didn't get money from the product, and other famous doctors supported that, including the head OBGYN in the U.S., Dr. Niels Larson, head of Mount Sinai at the time, and they're saying that the natural progesterone-filled receptor sites in breast, endometrial, and ovarian tissue and didn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause the lumps.
And
I rubbed in the cream.
And it's called bioidentical
That's exactly,
progesterone.
From the plant extracted
from the plant.
And standardized, no chemicals. And then, I just want to say that when I used it, in 2 months, the breasts were 100% normal and have been all those many, 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 many years. Okay?
And the exact opposite is a product, a drug called progestin.
Progestin creates cancer. That's exactly
Progestin is a very negative thing to put into your body, says Dr. Lee and Dr. Wright and everybody, all the holistic physicians.
Right, and toxic estrogens like Premarin that killed my mother, you know, Terry.
That's also a synthetic drug.
It's from the horse urine extract, that one. Anyway, you know, again, when we talk about testimonials, we don't solicit them. We don't, you know, Dennis doesn't dance them into the store. I don't put a rope around your feet and drag you in, or hands or anything else. I don't put any kind, I don't make any threats. Neither do you, Den. Woman, people spontaneously report what good nutrition that they had learned about it alive and well, and the difference it made. I'm not making this claim. The lady came up and she said, I have to tell you this. I didn't make the claim. I just gave her a report about what was used. She said she had a cancerous tumor, and it was 100% gone when she decided, she heard us talking about, a lead doctor had discovered a nutrient and put it together years ago. It was called IP6 and inositol, okay, which we have in the store, and this doctor discovered that a long time ago. The doctors were totally amazed, and she is ecstatic. I said, I don't make the claim about that. We were just talking about nutrients that support the immune system by doctors, you know, and reports about it. She was thrilled, okay?
Rightly so, my goodness.
And I think I think it was Dr. Shem Sutton, I'm trying to remember the name, but it was a long time ago that he discovered this compound from plants, concentrated, tremendously increased the body's natural killer cell activity that fights cancer. And he was the one that years ago, and it had been an amazing product that way. And you know what's good is we tend to something that really depresses us, and I have to say that because it can turn around. But you get older, and you know, my parents had a gorgeous dress store and everything else, and you know, vanity, thy name is woman. Okay, mm-hmm.
that used to be
an old expression. But the older thing, one of the things that always gets you, whether you're a lady or a gentleman, is that we get very upset about the skin that breaks, the bleeds under the skin, the fragility, the wrinkles, all of that. Well, the older lady, my age, was so happy. She said she had broken skin and bleeds, and all of those things improved, along with flexibility of her joints. And she was so much better with the supplements she learned about at Alive and Well. And I think that's really good. Taking the things that are natural nutrients that rebuild. It's possible.
The raw materials your body uses your entire life to restore, renew, and create healthy tissue.
That's right. Okay. Bring about it again, right? And, you know, he's told me this. And
what is the subject you're talking about?
The thing, the nutrients.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she was using some terrific things. She used a collagen combinations because the collagen we don't make anymore. Mm-hmm. Skin flexibility, the beauty of the skin, all of that type of thing. And taking the nutrients, it was a combination bone maximizer to rebuild the bones along with the collagen, et cetera.
And K2.
MK7, the K2 form, absolutely. She used that to make the little blood vessels to stop bleeding so and clean them out and make them healthier and also the bones healthier. And the power also of what's in the great divine plan, okay, whatever your faith, in nature, the vitamin C with the bioflavonoids and quercetin building up the fragile blood vessels,
the cell wall
anti-inflammatory.
Cell wall integrity.
Right. It's just wonderful, right? It's just wonderful.
Sure is, baby.
And you know, he's certainly a lot younger than I, but more in you know, that age category in the middle, you know, and fit. But he always says, and it's wonderful, that he had formerly in an accident broken the bone areas around the back of his neck, and it was an agony. And he said pain power was his great miracle. Mm-hmm. So much better with pain power, okay? And he did the Pain Power, and we also have some of the some great support. Remember, the greatest team player in the world, you could probably know that, you're so much more aware of sports and football and everything. The team player has support nutrients, okay? Pain Power is the biggest team player going. And remember, he likes to use, we have a great variety, and even now I've brought in an incredible substance from Maui of CBD ointments for pain, you know, mm-hmm. which you can rub on the area. He loves, he says, my two heroes, my two big heroes, okay?
Well, Pain Power certainly is a team in itself.
It
because
is.
It isn't just the curcumin, which is a 12,000 times more potent than turmeric. It isn't just the curcumin, but it's also nitrokinase and serratiol peptidase and amla. There's a half a dozen other enzymes in that product as well, all of which do what? Reduce the inflammation.
Absolutely.
Inflammation, right. Fire.
No allergens, too. And it's all written out. No animals and no allergens. Mm-hmm. No side effects.
And inflammation is deemed by the entire medical community, whether it's a holistic physician or whether it's a drug cartel, they tell you that inflammation, chronic inflammation,
that's the war,
is fire.
That's
it,
right.
Is the source of all, spell that, capital A, capital L, capital L, all ill health derives from, emanates from inflammation.
And that's doctor recognized. They even say that, whether it's cancer, heart disease, you name it, a whole host of them,
right,
are caused by the inflammation. That's, all right?
You got it.
And, you know, she was so happy. She was just shining. And she said that her son's severe diarrhea and gastrointestinal troubles, he's now 100% well, and he was very in drastic state on the supplements for Alive and Well. There are things that rebuild. Mm-hmm. There are wonderful nutrients that rebuild, the beautiful digestive enzymes that take care of that, the super digestizyme, the glutamine combinations to rebuild. And remember about what's so common and what nearly killed me in my life. They probably have heard it. But the thing is, I never had this problem before. And even in my middle years, I got sick and when I was doing a major performance and singing, and then I lost my voice, and it was the one time I took an antibiotic, and then after that 1 week of using this azithromycin, the Z-Pack, I got violent diarrhea, and I never had diarrhea in my entire mm-hmm. life, ever. And maybe there was one incident when I was 3 or 4 and I don't remember, but I'm saying I never had a problem with diarrhea, okay? But it became drastic. I lost most of my body weight. I was at the point of death, and thank God for one of the top leading, most famous, most incredible, holistically minded medical doctors in the United States. It's Dr. Jonathan Wright, the head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, said, I couldn't even work, but he told Dennis they were going to, so I could only drink water. And he said, Dennis, on that shelf is what was saved Mona. It's what I use at my clinic, is the Ultra Silver. He said, because from that terrible antibiotic, as happens a lot, we have big reports on what antibiotics can do. This created a deadly infection for her, it made this virus grow up, which has brought her to the point of death. And the Ultra Silver is what I use for all of these kinds of conditions and many others, and you have it right on the shelf.
And you were quoting Dr. Wright, and you're referring to her. The her that he was referring to was you. It wasn't some other third person. He was referring to you and your condition when he said you have the solution to her problem right here on the
no,
shelf.
He was talking to you about it, darling.
That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't too ill. That's right, exactly right. And he says what he uses for his patients for a host of inflammatory, infective conditions. Mm-hmm. Following him, and in what he said, I know it'll sound insane, because they wanted to take it. They called it Crohn's. They wanted to take out my gut and everything else like that. And he, within 1 week to 10 days, on his recommendations, it all disappeared. I was perfectly fine. And later on, I noticed that it was on the TV about a year to two later, that there was a class action lawsuit that this medication, this antibiotic, caused Crohn's disease. Mm-hmm. Class action lawsuit.
Right.
Okay, with many, many thousands of people on that. So nutrients are really an incredible answer, aren't
nutrients
they?
Are what's required to build life, building cellular life. And how many cells do you have, are you carrying around? hundreds of millions of zillions of cells, because each one of them is invisible, but put a lot of them together and they got you. Or they got me, or they got Mona, or they got anybody else you see walking down the street. But you can't see a human cell. But those human cells depend upon natural substances to create, recreate themselves and create better renditions of themselves. That's what it's all about.
That's what it is.
Give your body the nutrients it needs to create itself.
And could you talk about the difference and why it is so significant, and why Dr. Wright really emphasized the only thing that he would use was the ultra silver, not the commonly known colloidal silver. Could you talk about that?
Well, most silver, according to Dr. Wright, the ultra silver is the only 100% pure colloidal silver. Other manufacturers, other bottlers, use a product called ionic silver. And that is, it's about 20% colloidal in the bottle, but it's, the rest of it is ionic. And ionic is about 20% as effective as the pure 100% colloidal. It's just that simple, said Dr. Wright.
The ultra silver, that's exactly right, with no side effects.
And no side effects.
Zero.
Now, the other silver products in the market can turn your skin gray, and if you take a lot of it, and also blue. There was quite a famous guy several years ago who turned his skin blue from continued use, high potency use, of the ionic form of silver. But you're never going to get that with the ultra silver.
You'll never get the blues with that. You won't have to sing the blues with that ultra silver ever, right, dear? But you can sing, and you don't have to dance to the blues then either, right?
Okay.
You know, speaking about antibiotics and the side effects, this is right now came out, March 2023. Fred Pescator, MD, okay? This is an MD quoting about what is going on and proven to be a fact. Dr. Fred Pescator, MD. And he says, this is what I'm quoting, and I'm going to share this with Dennis. He says, we overprescribe, and he has this in emphasized words, we overprescribe drugs in this country, especially antibiotics. He calls it the land of excess. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, every year we prescribe nearly 300 million courses of antibiotics.
Unbelievable.
In outpatient settings. That's not even in a hospital. Which are doctor visits outside of hospital visits. And he claims all the clinical trials to back that up. That startling figure equates to more than 5 prescriptions written for every 6 people in the United States, 1 course of antibiotics annually for every living person, and that doesn't include all the antibiotics given to people in the hospital, underline. What's worse, he says, is that 28% of antibiotics prescribed in outpatient settings are considered unnecessary, and this is what he quotes, and total inappropriate antibiotic use, quote, eventually accounts for a staggering 50% of all prescriptions. Okay? I'll give it to you in a minute. And here's he saying, you either have a bacterial infection or you don't. Even a bad head cold with a fever doesn't warrant an antibiotic ever, underlines. Antibiotics can only fight infections caused by bacteria, not a run-of-the-mill upper respiratory infection. Of course, in the end, the doctors should know better. They should just say no and refuse to write the prescription. Let's talk about why this is such a disaster in the making, okay? And can you read this here right at the top, why it's such a disaster in the making?
Here it is. Excuse me, folks. Here it is, word for word, from the doctor.
Right at the top.
And even one course of antibiotics, says the doctor, skyrockets your risk of developing a deadly disease. And where have you ever heard that?
Say that again, Dan. Please, I want them to hear this one.
Even one course of antibiotics can skyrocket your risk of developing a deadly disease. You never hear that from the doctor who's giving you the prescription. But this is a holistic physician who has been curing people that have been compromised by other physicians' misdiagnosis and prescribing, especially with antibiotics. The doctor goes on to say, when it comes to prescribing antibiotics, some doctors tend to fold under the pressure. or give in due to the time conditions they have with each patient. Sometimes they even write scripts for patients who have zero symptoms. We've heard that so many times.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
In fact, in a recent study conducted by the University of Maryland School of Medicine, researchers asked 723 primary care physicians, quote, "What would you do in this kind of scenario?" unquote. Well, they proceeded to explain that a patient came into their office for a routine visit with zero urinary tract infection symptoms, such as burning upon urination or frequent urination, but upon lab testing, the patient's urine showed trace amounts of bacteria. It turns out about 70% of the doctors said they would prescribe antibiotics in that situation. Then, that, says the doctor, is really mind-blowing because for nearly 20 years, medical organizations have been strongly advocating against the routine use of antibiotics in this exact kind of situation.
Unbelievable.
And here's why, says the doctor. For one, overwhelming evidence indicates that antibiotics are not helpful for asymptomatic patients. Plus, the drugs often lead to adverse health effects, such as diarrhea, vomiting, rashes, and yeast infections.
That's right.
And they can even cause death due to an overgrowth of the dangerous
C. difficile bacteria
mm-hmm. in the colon. But, says the doctor, that's not all. Just one course of antibiotics can also raise your risk of developing deadly colon cancer.
Oh.
What?
Right.
In another major study, researchers analyzed data on antibiotic use over 23 years among 11 million people.
Whoa! Did you hear that? 11 million.
Living in the United Kingdom. They found that people who received just one course of antibiotics had a, quote, significant increase in colon cancer risk over more than 8 years of follow-up. That's after they stopped using the antibiotic 8 years later due to what the antibiotic damage did to the colon while they were using it.
Millions of people.
Developed into
millions.
Cancer. Plus, there was a strong dose response, is the term, meaning the more days a person took an antibiotic, the higher risk of their ultimately developing colon cancer.
Colon cancer. What about Crohn's, too?
So he sums it up. He says this. So according to these findings, most Americans already have a higher risk of developing colon cancer, and they don't even realize it. Of course, I lost my place. Of course, the reason behind this deadly increase in colon cancer risk isn't a great mystery. Research clearly shows that antibiotics disrupt your gastrointestinal microbiome. So researchers, remember, your gastrointestinal microbiome is the environment in your gut where billions of healthy bacteria thrive. And experts now have proven it's the front line of defense against countless diseases, including cancer.
Can I just say this, too?
Let me just finish.
Yes, go right ahead, dear.
So the doctor says, now, let's move on to yet another reason why we should do everything we can on Earth to curb the overuse of misuse of antibiotics.
Right, and I wanted to say, yes, go right ahead.
This one involvement, he says, the entire global population can be positively affected.
And they make that, as you know, the point has been made of the critical importance of taking the right type of digestive enzyme combination so the foods get digested, they don't sit there and rot, and they promote a healthy microbiome, a healthy mm-hmm. microbiome, okay? And that's why we found it so strategically and critically important that we get all streams of people telling us what a difference it made in their health and quality of life and everything. Reporting about the super digest enzyme combination and why it's so critically different. From the top, digesting all of the food in a not just the enzyme, but also the right type of hydrochloric acid, all of those things. Not the negative acids, putrefactive bacteria give off. This is the really healthy that gets everything perfectly digested and supports the healthy microbiome, which supports your health and prevents so many of these cancers.
Well, there's a lot of people that are put off, and a lot of doctors contribute to this negative attitude in that when a person has indigestion, they're often diagnosed as being hyperacid. And since hydrochloric acid is a digestive enzyme, it's pointed out to be the major contributor, the acidity of hydrochloric acid. But here's the sweet and bitter irony in one pill, okay? When you're young, you make loads of hydrochloric acid. And nobody under 20 or 25 has ever really had any bout of hyperacidity in their stomach, because the sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, when the acid level is high, that sphincter muscle only opens when you swallow. You swallow, the food goes through the sphincter and the esophagus into the stomach, and then the sphincter muscle squeezes tight the esophagus again so the stomach acids cannot come up. Well, the reason the stomach acids come up is because as you get older, as you put on some years, by the time we're 50, 55 years old, say the physicians, the gastroenterologists who really work with the subject, we make 70% less hydrochloric acid at 55 than we do at 20 or 18 or 10 or 7. And that relaxes the sphincter muscle at the bottom of the esophagus. It isn't as sensitive to watered down hydrochloric acid, so it doesn't squeeze tight anymore. And it leaves a little seeping opening at the bottom of the esophagus, which the acid then comes up. And unfortunately, that acid can be very detrimental in your esophagus. It creates throat cancer and a host of other combination of much discomfort. So doctors give antacid drugs, okay? Alkaline solutions, which neutralize the acids, which is great for your esophagus, but it stops digestion.
That's right.
Because the stomach needs the hydrochloric acid and other enzymes to break down the food, break down to the smallest minute particles, so your body can absorb them through the bloodstream and give you good nutritive support. But when you stop digestion, you stop that whole process. Then you get leaky gut syndrome. Then you get putrefactive bacteria, H. pylori, C. difficile. You get an accumulation of poop in your colon and can't eliminate it all. Or you get diarrhea. Or you get all kinds of
complications. So what's the solution, Dan? Tell us about the solution.
The solution is what I mentioned earlier, is what the holistic physicians say. Increase your digestive enzyme capacity by taking Super Digestizyme. Super Digestizyme contains the hydrochloric acid and other enzymes, all of which contribute to, one, making that sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus close tight between swallows, and 1 and 1.5 and 1.2, it increases the efficiency of your digestion 95%.
Yes.
So you get all the nutrients released.
Right.
You get all the nutrient possibility of absorption, but you don't have the sliding up the esophagus burning sensation.
No,
it's the Super Digestizyme that answers all those questions.
And gives you a healthy microbiome. You know, I want to make one point, because you were talking about the antibiotics and this doctor reporting about one of the things that Fred Pescatore, MD, says, that this is happening here. Powerful lobbyists, he said, recently got U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to introduce a bill called the Pasteur Act, like Louis Pasteur.
Yeah.
It purportedly gives $11 billion in incentives to pharmaceutical companies to conduct new antibiotic drug research. Can you believe that?
Oh, sure I can.
And here's one of the things, I don't want to leave that topic without saying, another wonderful doctor and his report, he's a great doctor, Dr. Joseph McCullough, MD, saying that antibiotics have been linked to fatal heart condition. This combination contributes to rising problems with antibiotic-resistant bacteria, kidney stones, and psychotic episodes. Data demonstrates, that's medical data, it increases your risk of a fatal heart condition. Mm-hmm. He says, and he sums it up by saying, fluoroquinolones, did I say that correctly?
You sounded good.
Long associated with Achilles tendonitis and rupture, have been demonstrated to increase your risk of aortic dissection, a tear in the wall of the major artery of the body, allowing blood to flow between the layers, or aortic rupture, which can lead to death. Even though black box warnings, he says, are now attached to them, fluoroquinolones are still often prescribed for upper respiratory infections or urinary tract infections. And here's a side effect. We were talking about this from another doctor, and here's a side effect reported by Dr. Mercola. Risk of aortic dissection or aortic rupture, which can lead to death. Can you believe this? And this is what are often prescribed for upper respiratory infections, like the other doctor was saying, Pescatore, or urinary tract infections. So couldn't leave that subject without saying that. Now,
but they have to resort to drugs because, as you know, the drugs wield an awful lot of financial influence among politicians. They buy politicians right and left.
Exactly.
The major contributions they make to any campaign, say it's above board contributions, any contribution, monetary contribution they make, is rewarded with special favors as the tenure of the politician goes on.
Yeah, and of course right now we should, but I don't know. Maybe I'd have to do some vocalizing and get myself in shape. But what was that musical number? Money makes the world go round.
Oh, does it ever?
Money makes the world go round. So here's a terrific and uplifting report about what we've said so often, but here is the medical reports on it. High-dose vitamin D3, this type, treats incurable diseases, experts say. Mm-hmm. And this is their report. Can't have to speak about this. I'll start it later, give them to you. In 2019, board-certified internist medical doctor Patrick McCullough reported experiences of patients who were taking high dose of vitamin D3 daily have seen significant health improvements. Patients started supplementing with vitamin D3 and saw asthma attacks decline from 5 or 6 severe exacerbations per year to only one. Other patients' ulcerated hand lesions, presumed to be a form of skin cancer, shrank after taking the proper dose of D3. Others had extensive psoriasis plaques across scalp, forehead, and ears, as well as smaller plaques on chest, abdomen, elbows, and thighs, saw dramatic improvements in psoriasis. The skin cleared after a few months of treatment, and that were able to stop using steroid creams and medicated shampoos.
Again, folks, do you see a pattern here? Drugs reduce symptoms. Thank God they do. But drugs don't solve the problem.
Right.
They don't metabolically correct what is going wrong.
That's right.
But nutrients, all these holistic physicians say the same thing. Nutrients help create new life within each cell.
Right, and they go on and on.
New life. Cells that have been injured or infected are rejuvenated with nutrients. They create life. That's the whole idea of eating food. You're giving your body nutrients to create and maintain health.
Right.
Drugs reduce symptoms, thank God. But drugs are also toxic and create other side effects and don't really remedy the situation. Nutrients do, according to these holistic physicians.
And the clinical trials, and they go on, Dr. McCullough goes on, says that the current doses recommended are sub-physiologic, meaning they are way below the natural needs of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, Dr. McCullough proposed that 10,000 units a day would be the adequate physiological dose. That's we've reported on that so many times.
That's what I've been using for years.
Yes, same here. His arguments have been echoed by many other healthcare professionals prior to the regular recommendations. Okay, they suggested increasing the daily amount to set to 10,000 units a day after finding no toxicity in any vitamin D3 clinical trials. You hear this?
Oh, isn't that...
And he says vitamin D3 is more than a vitamin. Multiple papers in the medical literature show that vitamin D3 has a host of roles across multiple processes and organs. Vitamin D3 acts on many genetic pathways as a direct contributor to the body, regulating calcium levels, parathyroid hormones, and interacting with immune cells, neurons, pancreatic cells, and many more. Would you like to read some of this? Starting in deficiencies of vitamin D3, Mr. Jones.
All righty.
Deficiencies in vitamin D3.
Here we go, folks, verbatim, just as the doctor wrote it, okay? Deficiencies in vitamin D3 are associated with poor cardiovascular health. We're talking heart problems.
That's here, right.
Folks, okay? Diabetes, hypertension, cancer mortalities.
That's deaths from cancer of any type.
Cognitive decline, infections, autoimmune disease, and allergies.
Unreal.
One vitamin? You know what other people tell me when I mention what Dr. Mercola just said about vitamin D3.
Mercola, yeah, right.
They say, but my doctor said don't take more than 500 micrograms of units of vitamin D3 because it's a hormone, you know, and it might very well cause other things.
Oh.
We don't really know what, all kinds of alibis they give why you want to restrict your vitamin D3, and the holistic physicians say just the opposite, and it is without side effects. And from another source, let me just quote a doctor who is a major cancer therapist. People have cancer, they give intravenous vitamin D of 50,000 units a day. And they're doing what? They're getting rid of cancer. They're building healthy livers. They're building healthy brains and hearts and every aspect of your life. For this reason, the article goes on, experts state that vitamin D3 is needed in a much higher dose than what is being recommended to maintain general health. Board-certified internist and integrative physician, Dr. Anna Mihalsie, said that most of her patients need 10,000 units a day to reach optimal function with their cognition, that's brain function, central nervous system, and their energy levels. Many of the patients came to her with fatigue, muscle weakness, and poor cognitive abilities, all of which can be linked to vitamin D3 deficiencies.
Amazing, right?
Here's another doctor. Optimal dose differs among patients. A surgeon and physician for more than 20 years, Dr. Joseph Bosiljevic, likewise reported the need for optimal vitamin D3 serum levels. Now, what's an optimum level? It's vitamin D3 generally is recognized as such. Among research, the Vitamin D3 Council recommends vitamin D3 levels in the following manner. If it's 20 nanograms per milliliter of blood or less, you have a severe deficiency of vitamin D3. If it's 30 units or less, it is a deficiency, but not as drastic as the 20. Ideally, they say, you should strive for 80 nanograms to 90 nanograms to 100 nanograms. Because with each increase of vitamin D3 use, your health improves exponentially. Mental health, physical health, immune health, heart, vascular health, a source of health challenge is met head on and by more D3.
I just say here that many people curable diseases a great recovery after being given high-dose vitamin D3. Go on that research. Sufficient vitamin D3 levels can reduce the risk of many conditions, from cancer to cardiovascular disease to allergies. Autoimmune diseases occur, they say, when the body's immune system starts attacking tissues, as we've said. D3 reduces inflammation and activates immune cells to counteract autoimmune responses. And here's a big-time specialist. Autoimmune specialist Dr. Cicero, many of his patients with multiple complete remission after taking large doses of vitamin D supported with other supplements. Dr. Imbra has said in clinic 15,000 patients with autoimmune disease, sclerosis, and 80% reach remission. Protocol in rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, inflammatory psoriasis on the world, with the majority of patients getting significant improvements and complete cures. Can you believe this is going on?
Happens
and,
you know, every day.
It's incredible. And it's interesting, Dan, I want you to hear a doctor, a very famous doctor, Gerhard D, is talking about, he had a question mark, what do we need a vaccine for cancer? That's his word. He believes adequate, optimal vitamin D level is the vaccine against cancer. This is interesting. Studies show that, says Dr. Gerhauser, D3 produces malignant formation of cells spontaneous or is induced by carcinogen. Okay.
Interesting.
And
yeah,
I wanted you to read this here, if you can follow some of this writing, okay?
All right,
starting there.
Vitamin D3 reduces the risk of cancer, says the doctor, of cancer incidence by affecting differentiation, proliferation, apoptosis. That's the disintegration of cells, prevents mortality by reducing the formation of new blood vessels to sustain tumor growth, and reduces metastases, spreading of the cancer. Since vitamin D3 acts by blocking pathways that promote further cancer growth and metastases, it's better at preventing cancer mortalities than cancer incidence, says the doctor. Anesthesiologist Dr. Judson Somerville said his patient's wife was told by highly renowned cancer center MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas, that she only had 6 months to live due to advanced ovarian cancer. She figured she had nothing to lose, so she started taking high doses of vitamin D3 together with magnesium on the advice of her holistic physician.
Right.
Let me turn the page.
Yes, absolutely. Right, go ahead.
She then started feeling better, says the doctor, and after a few months, she went to the doctor for a checkup. They examined her and, to her surprise, found her cancer was gone. She was cancer-free, says Dr. Somerville. It has been almost 12 years, and the cancer still has not recurred.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that amazing? And I mean, incredible, all this incredible information.
And he goes on in this paper, he says, as far as brain health is concerned, vitamin D3. As far as heart is concerned, vitamin D3. It's just
it is incredible.
It's a long interview. I can't read all of it.
No, and I wanted to say other things by this top doctor that we were quoting also before, Richard Gerhauser, MD, saying one of his other most powerful allies, as he says here, about cancer. And he's saying, multiple studies have shown that curcumin, the compound in turmeric, has powerful anti-cancer activity. And that's why the form of that curcumin in pain power is so different than just a general supplement. Could you just explain why that is 1,000 times better absorbed and more effective?
It's 2,000%.
2,000%, yes. Could you explain?
Okay. Turmeric is renowned for its color in dietary food preparation, but it's also renowned as a folk herbal remedy for a host of conditions. But what makes the turmeric effective is a substance in turmeric, a component, which is called curcumin. Curcumin is of small amounts in regular turmeric. But when you concentrate the curcumin and encapsulate it like it is in pain power is 2,000% more effective than turmeric, because it has a higher concentration of the active ingredient in turmeric, which is called curcumin. Combine that with other enzymes, other anti-inflammatory agents, other enzymes, yes, which are serratiopeptidase and other enzymes, and amla. These are all very effective in helping reduce inflammation. Now, again, at the risk of being redundant, you've heard me talk and Mona talk reports from doctors that inflammation, fire, excess heat in the cells of your body contribute to destruction of those cells, destruction of those cells in your brains and your eyes and your heart. And you've got a brain condition, brain disease, if you will. You've got eye problems and you've got cardiovascular problems with inflammation. But what makes the curcumin so effective is the concentration of it in the pain power product, which is without side effects. It seems to be, say, holistic physicians, the higher concentration of curcumin that you can get and the delivery system, which is most effective, gives you a vast reduction of negative health development, because it reduces inflammation.
That's exactly right.
Inflammation
is cause of all disease.
Light a match, hold it up to your eye, to your vision, hold it in your hand, and then when it's about halfway down, blow it out. What you see at the top is the charred remains of a match. what you see below your finger is a rather healthy looking matchstick than it was, the whole match was before. But the black charred part at the top is what inflammation does to your nerves. You can't see a human nerve. You can't see a human cell. But the inflammation turns them into a match, and they burn, and they become charred and blocked. No blood can get through. No nerve function all nerve function has been destroyed in that cell. Well, that's what inflammation does. That's what fire does. And the fire is chronic inflammation.
Right. You know, it's interesting.
And that's why they say that the pain power is a major, major anti-inflammatory. It stops the creation, the source of all diseases.
And I want to just add that Dr. Blaylock, and what he says about curcumin here, he says that natural compounds that protect your blood vessels, Dr. Blaylock, MD, because inflammation is the main cause of atherosclerosis, hardening the arteries, mm-hmm. says the doctor. It is important to reduce inflammation in order to protect your heart. One source of inflammation is immune cells attacking accumulated fats and the cells lining the inside of blood vessels called endothelial cells, which are the brains, he says, of blood vessels, controlling metabolism, immunity, and the contraction and relaxation, regulating blood pressure and blood flow. The earliest changes in the development of atherosclerosis include damage to endothelial cells. He goes on about high blood pressure. Well, he said the chief compound that prevents atherosclerosis includes curcumin. So it's hardening the arteries.
That's right.
That's another huge thing.
That's pain power.
The natural vitamin E, vitamin C, unlike pharmaceutical drugs that target a single mechanism, these natural compounds, curcumin, quercetin, that we talked about, protect more effectively against cardiovascular diseases, including atherosclerosis. So much, we're talking about broad-spectrum playing, okay?
That's it.
And all that broad-spectrum playing can do. So when you want a broad-spectrum player, you come to Alive and Well, because we have all of those wonderful formulas you can't get in elsewhere, terrific prices, incredible combinations, and you can't get anywhere the magnificent foods you get at the Broth Cafe. You can't, and we are Fanatic Organics. We say that. That's been, I could get a something, if you want to get me something that I could, I wish I could sew like my mother and grandmother and everything else. I can't sew, but if I could, I would have a little thing saying, you know, Fanatic Organics on my clothes on all time. That was just, I would be, and I want you to say, applaud the Fanatic Organics. Well, you come there, and the Broth Cafe, the Broad Spectrum Broth Organic, and beautiful presentation there. You can sit in wonderful, comfortable chairs, a gorgeous marble area, and you can have everything ready for you if you want, in all different aspects. You can pre-order that at 877-4950.
Or on their app, you can go to the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. The menu is there. Everything is there for your picking and choosing. You place the order, tell them when you want to pick it up, and it's ready the minute you walk in the door.
And remember, you call the same number, 877-4950. We're not doctors. We don't pretend to be. It's zero charge. We just share information. Make an appointment with Dennis or with Mona, whoever you want, 877-4950. Very comfortable, very wonderful, but make an appointment so we're not with somebody else. We are there for you. And the Fanatic Organics can share terrific information.
This is Dennis Jones.
Okay, and this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.